In everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.
Family, it's the morning delight. We are here again. I'm excited. God is so good. And I'm talking again with Pastor Bonso Nonhlanhla Ngwenya. Hi, namhlanje ngiqale ngelinye ngicalangela kaNonhlanhla. How are you?
I am well and just Mongile.
I'm blessed of the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ekseni futhi namhlanje. Where we seeking the face of the Lord. Ekseni.
Ekseni kula makhaza sibongile.
Bona asiwezwa ngoba sino Jehova ukufudumala kwethu.
Mara
ungathi ngiyambona omunye. Ungathi ngiyambona omunye lapha ekamereni lakhe iradio ila iceleni kwakhe usengutsheni. Unathi mara usengutsheni. Omunye ngiyambona uphethe
tiya. Mangezwa nje, mangezwa.
Omunye uphethe tiya laphayana, but they are with us. Mfundisi, welcome. And what message do you carry for us today?
Thank you, Sponile. Thank you for welcoming me. I just want to greet the family of Radio Pulpit in this morning. And the message that we have for this morning is arise and shine. Mm. Arise and shine. It's still early. And we just have to arise and shine. And we find it in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, wakhona Sponile, which arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Hallelujah. So this verse is formula. It starts in by saying we must arise. Arising, it's a verb word. It's a doing word. So it's not a question. It's a command from God himself. It's not a suggestion, but it's a command where God is saying to us, we must arise in this morning. We have to do it whether it is favorable or not. Mm. So many people are down, they're depressed, they're anxious about things that are going through in their lives. But God is saying, in whatever that you are going through, this is a new day, this is a new morning. So all you have to do is for you to arise and shine, for the light has come upon you. This command is above what you are facing at this moment. It might be zolomawulala, ulele inhliziyo ibuhlungu, ulele ukhala, and throughout the night you were crying, even the pillow was full of tears. But God this morning is saying, arise and shine, for your light has come. This command is lifting you up this morning, Uguti. While you are down there, the light has come. And when the light comes, it has come just to lift you up, to say it's a new day, and expect a new thing, because our God is a God of a new thing. All you have to do this morning is for you to arise and shine while the light has come. And as you arise, you must arise knowing that things might be different. Things might not be like yesterday because this is a new day. So this command is not for everyone, but for those who are down and those who are pinned down by the worries of life. But at times, we go through challenges. Yes, at times, maulele na sebusuku, they even come and remind you, but our God is saying, this is a new day and you must arise and shine, for the light has come.
Sure. Mfundisi, how do we arise? I think sometimes we wonder when the Lord says arise and shine. I think we feel like Gideon when the Lord said, you mighty men of valor. And then I guess, you know, the Bible doesn't say it, but I can see him looking around like, oh, who are you talking about? Me? And the Lord is like, yes, you are a mighty man of valor. And he says to the Lord, but I'm the least in my family. My family, nayoi, it's the least in kulendawo esikuyo, but I am the least. Kuyo yona leyo family. Manje, sometimes when the Lord says, arise and shine, and mhlawumbe, like you say, we've been crying. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Most of us are unable. When the Lord says, joy comes in the morning, sicabanga makpumilanga, oh, nalilanga lpumile. So this is the joy should be coming because ilanga lpumile. What exactly does it mean to arise and shine? And how can we do it as God's children?
To arise and shine, Mungu, it means looking forward to a new day, being in expectation ukuthi uNkulunkulu might change what has happened yesterday, and believing ukuthi, you know, whatever that he said, it's just like that. When, like, Namanje, you have quoted the scripture that says, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's a new day, Spongile. And if it's a new day, you need to enter or approach a new day with a new mind. The Bible says we must renew our mind. So don't think about what has happened yesterday. Yes, it might come, but do not think that today is going to be like yesterday. Let me make you an example or a testimony about what has happened to me, Spongile. About 5 years ago, I think five or 6 years ago, Mina, you know, I've been listening to a radio pulpit for many, many, many years. My mind, I still have a small radio that I would listen to that stays next to me here in my bedroom. So on that time, it was a dry season for me and my family. It was difficult. It was so difficult, you know. There was no help from anywhere. Everything, and it seemed as if there was no way out. I was so depressed. In a way, I would sleep throughout the day. I made sure dark. I didn't want to see even light. My light was off. My husband would wake up early in the morning and go where he was going, because at the time he was not working. So one morning, it was a Saturday morning, my radio was on and I was sleeping, but it was about number 10, man, when I was supposed to be because of what I was going through at that time. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to see anyone. I didn't even want to see that light. I just wanted to be in a dark room. But as I was listening, I was listening to Sipho Kaleni, and he started sharing encouraging words. And after saying those words, he played a song that says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, there is peace, there is deliverance. It goes like that. So after hearing that, I woke up. And I said, you know, I have to arise. So arising, it has to do with you making that decision to say, in whatever that I'm going through, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to allow Uguti izinto zingisuppress, zingibeke phansi. I'm going to stand up. So we need to arise as well. It doesn't matter what you are going through. And at times for a change to come in your life, it just needs you to stand up. If you won't be able to see So I'm here this morning to say to someone who is down there, when you went to sleep, it was so difficult and you are not looking forward to tomorrow. I'm here to say, you can arise even this morning. You can stand up and go to church, Mama. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord, there is deliverance. In the presence of the Lord, there is peace that surpasses all understanding. I know we all face challenges in our lives. One time or another, they pin us down. Some even get sick because of our challenges that we are going through. But falling down is not a problem. Being depressed is not a problem. But for me, now what is the problem is that will you ever stand up again now? So I am here to say, as the word is saying to us this morning, arise and shine, for the light has come. The light has come. It was dark, yes, last night, but this morning the light has come. Standing up or rising up after you have fallen down, it depends on you making that decision to say, I am going to stand up. It doesn't matter what has happened. It doesn't matter where I am at this time. It doesn't matter what is it that I have, what is it that I don't have. All I have to do is to decide if I want to stand up. Is to decide if I want to arise, is to decide if I want to do what the word is saying to me this morning. It is saying, arise, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So, Aisha Uguti, the light shines only on those where things are going well, but the light of God is shining for all of us. And as it is shining, it is bringing a new hope to say that things might change, things might be better, things might be different. All you need to do this morning is that you need to take that stand and say, you know, I am going to stand up. I am going to arise from whatever that is depressing me.
So it's doable. You can arise through the help of the Lord, Holy Spirit. What are some of the words that you need to say unto yourself? Mawufanele usukume, uphakame, and be aware that the light of the Lord is upon you, has risen upon you. For me, now when I hear that, I realize that I'm not alone. Ujehova unami.
ukhona unawe, and all you can say is that Jesus is part of my life. And if Jesus is part of my life, it means that I can arise for me. Literally, like, arise, for your light has come, for the light has come. And the Bible tells us that which is close to, he is the light of the world. And if you have him in your life, you have the light. It might seem dark, it might seem difficult, but all I know and all I can say is that Christ, you have got the light, and the light brings hope. Light gives you a reason to arise in the midst of difficulties. Light shows you the way out. So when you have Jesus Christ, it means that there is a way out. As the Bible says, that Jesus is the light of the world. And because you have got Jesus, you cannot be down when you have him in your life. You cannot always be down. Yes, you might be. Yes, it's bongile. Kube khona ngathi kwesinye isikhathi ngathi we are in life because of challenges, but all you have to remember, to remind yourself, is that Jesus, who is the light of the world, is part of your life. And if Jesus is part of your life, he is there to lighten up your way. He is there to lead you. He is there to guide you in whatever that you are facing at that time. In the book of Psalms 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So you know Uti darkness brings a fear, but the Bible here saying that arise and shine. Why? Because the light has come. When you have the light that is Jesus Christ, you do not fear anything, Spongile, because you know that he is the light of the way. And with him in your life, he's going to shine your path, and he's going to make a way for you. So when you have him in your life, you won't live in the darkness, because the light has come, and you are going to rejoice and shine because you have the light that is Jesus Christ. And we know that darkness, once the light comes, darkness flees away. It darkness is humble. So as a child of God, you must always remember that you can arise from wherever you have fallen. You can stand up and say, you know, yes, I might have fallen, but I can stand up and face the life. I can stand up and face whatever that comes against me, only because the light of the Lord has come of me, has come upon me, and the light of the Lord has shined upon me.
The light of the Lord has shined upon me. Omunye mfundisi uthi ngakhuleka. I've been praying. I've been trusting God. And I did hear somebody mention the scripture before. Ngizwa futhi namhlanje. Yes, sometimes you only hear the scripture again and you've heard it before. It's like, should I take it? Like, really? Will it work this time?
Siyabambelela, yazi asisuki kuJehova, asisuki ekuthanyeni, kumele sihlale ekuthanyeni ngaso sonke isikhathi. And uma ngithi ekuthanyeni, I mean Jesus Christ. Kumele ukuthi sihlale kuJesu, and ekuhlaleni kwethu, it's not in vain, ngoba at the right time, liyasho iBhayibhile, at the right time, I the Lord will make it happen. Masingasuki kuye, ngoba uma sisuka kuye, we won't find what we can find from him. Ngoba sisingekho kuye, noma ethi uyenza something, but because you are not there, we won't be able to receive what he has provided for us. So may we arise this morning. I know it becomes difficult. It's not easy for me rising, especially if you have been down for a long time. It's not easy. For a long time because of challenges, it's not easy for you to stand up because you don't know what's going to happen. When you are now used to what you have been going through, you are now used to when as in Aiko into and as that scripture that you quoted, Saga Gideon, where when the angel came to him, mighty man of valor, he didn't believe that. So even today, it might be you have been down. You hear I'm saying arise, but you don't believe that you can arise. I am here to say kuthi kungenzeka, kuyayenzeka, okungenzeka ebantwini, kuyayenzeka, and usinikeza amandla amasha. Our God gives us the new strength every time, Sibongile. But at times,
wait, Mfundis. So it means that most of the times when we hear this, yithina who want to do it in our own strength, forgetting that there's nothing that we can do outside of his strength, outside of him. So when we get defeated, sesibheka uyena ukuthi no, it didn't happen. Kant, it was me trying to stand up with my own strength?
Yes. It's you trying to stand up, and in our own strength, remember, you are down and out. and you cannot stand on your own. But uJesu uthi ngibize ngesikhathi sokuhlupheka, mina nguJesu, I will help you. So when while you are down, just call unto him. Just say, Lord, I am arising, ngiyaphakama, ngisize. I cannot, I am trying, but I cannot. He is there to help us, Sibongile, is there to help us.
Our Lord Jesus Christ is there to help us, and he's very near to us. And Sisa Kuluma Mfundisi, you made an example of yourself. You became so vulnerable, and thank you for sharing yourself with us. Oguchi, you found yourself in a dark space at some point where you couldn't rise up, but at the end, you rose up, you know, you stood up, and the Lord's help is forever with us. And I believe that this morning, God is encouraging someone who says it's been for a long time, it's been dark, you know. And I didn't feel like the Lord was seeing me. God, do I get today? He's saying, I see you. I see you and I am for you. And so thank you so much, Ngalawo Mazwi Mfundisi. There's another one who's excited about it because, yes, they've been believing God. Let's encourage this one further then. Ukuthi atiya kade ngizwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu usemagcekeni, kade ngizwa ukuthi ukhona, kade ngizwa ukuthi he does care. And now today he says, arise and shine.
Hey, sithi bambelela, yazi Sibongile, as I said earlier on, it's not easy at times, but once you have God, once you have placed ithemba lakho kuJehova, we are called ukubambelela noma kunzima ne. You don't look outside, you don't listen to what people are saying, but you will say, as in ngiyamazi ukuthi yena othembisile uyathembakala. There are some kukuthi would say they don't want to arise, Sibongile. Some even say things like, I would rather die than go home or than do what God said I must do than arising. We are born abanye bathi yazini mina ngamane ngafela lana. So at times, even the things that we say with our mouths when we are going through challenges, they play a major role in us arising, Sibongile. While at times umuntu phansi but uzoloku athi mina ngizofela lana. Rather say, you know, I might be going through what I'm going through now, but I know and I'm going to arise. Why? Because the light has come and the light is shining. And ukukhanya Sibongile brings a hope, brings a smile in a person's face. Exhale, then I just in the seeing the light. That brings hope, Guti, as things they are going to change. Yes, I might be going through what I'm going through for a long time, for years, but God, who is faithful, now that I can see this light, I believe, Guti, things are going to change for the better.
Yes. Mfundisi, let us close it and even pray for the body of Christ in this regard. I'm delighted to see what God is doing in our midst, in our lives, as he's preparing for his coming, restoring us back to our positions. And asiphakamisa nalabo bebangasakwazi ukuma athi you can. I can even hear the words Mfundisi zibuya zithi, let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, you know, because of what he's doing ngalesikhathi. Isikhathi sakhe sifikile Mfundisi. So what do we say in closure? And beseke we even pray for the body of Christ.
In closure, I am saying to us as the church, as the children of God this morning, to say, we need to arise. There is no reason for us to live a life of a failure when you are a child of God, or a life of a loser when you have Jesus, who is the light of the world. And when you yourself possess that light, remember also I think it's Matthew chapter 5:14, where it says, you are the light of the world. So if Kubutuena, as a light, you stand up, you are also going to bring light unto others. It might be Kubutuena, you in your family, you are the person that's supposed to bring light unto others. And the Bible also says, you cannot take the light and put it under the table. So as a light, do not allow the challenges of life ukuthi zikubeke under the table. Why? Because you're supposed to bring the light unto others. So this morning I am saying to us as children of God, may we arise, and as we arise, may we arise not in our own strength, but in the strength that comes from the Lord. May we arise knowing that as we are arising, God is our backup. Angeke unkulunkulu athi kuwe arise bese ayekuyekelela for you to fall again, but he's saying arise for the light has come upon you. And ukhuluma about the glory of the Lord, which the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory is the power of God, is for me. It is upon your life. All you have to do is for you to stand up and arise. It's for you which is tintite and say, I'm going to stand up. And as I'm standing up, I know Gutinima because God is on my side. And the many times is going to back up me, he's going to help me, he's going to strengthen me, be strong. So child of God, this morning arise, and as you are arising, vuga uye enkonzweni, and as you go in the presence of the Lord, you are going to get new strength from the presence of the Father. You are going to be delivered from whatever that has been holding you back. You are going to be delivered from whatever bondage that has been there, that has been dragging you back. So all you have to do, make the decision to say, I am arising. And as I am arising, I know that the light of the Lord is shining upon me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for encouraging us this morning that we can arise in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. I pray for the person right now who's depressed, who's anxious, that Lord, my God, may you give them the new strength that comes from you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. May your hand, Jehovah, be upon us, O God, even on this day, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Anyone, Jehovah, who is tired, anyone, my Father, who is weary this morning, our God, may you give them the new strength that comes from you in the name of our Lord and Savior. Baba, this morning we choose to arise. We choose to shine, Baba, for Lord, you are with us in the name of our Lord and Savior. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, for there is no one like you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And amen and amen. Muruti, we love you. We thank God for you. We thank God that every morning we wake up with you on a Sunday. We start the week Amen. With you. And we are grateful for that, for the powerful and awesome messages that you and God prepare for us. Siyabonga ukuthi uvuma ukuthi uNkulunkulu apheke nawe for us.
Amen. You know?
Muruti, how can we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you?
Okay, can send me my number is 074-499-420. And or you can check me on my Facebook page, Nonkandla Ponso Kawakangwenya. Thank you so.
Thank you so much, Muruti. May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you, and have a blessed week further.
Thank you, Splo. Thank you. God bless you.
In everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.